And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. And a call came over the Huron County scanner to Bad Axe Fire at approximately 2:51 p.m. this week on Wednesday for a sparking electrical transformer near 1806 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Bad Axe Fire Department arrived on scene to maintain safety of the residents and the surrounding structures. Shortly after the main engine arrived, the Bad Axe brush truck responded to contain the remaining area. There were no injuries reported at the time, but we will keep you updated. And the Huron County Planning Commission continued work Wednesday on proposed revisions to the county's utility-scale solar ordinance. While hearing nearly an hour of public comment focused on renewable energy development, farmland preservation, and local zoning authority. During the meeting, commissioners reviewed possible changes to the draft ordinance, including discussions about reducing the maximum acreage that could be devoted to future utility-scale solar projects. Commissioners debated several acreage limits while weighing the county's master plan, agricultural preservation goals, and the potential impact of Michigan's renewable energy laws. Planning staff also updated the commission on the pending special use permit application for Ranger Power's proposed Pine Sap Solar Project. Officials said the application remains under technical review by the county's planning consultant, and that review is expected to take approximately 30 to 45 days before returning to the commission for further consideration and a future public hearing. Several residents urged the commission to adopt stricter limits on industrial-scale solar development, citing concerns about the loss of farmland, property values, decommissioning requirements, and local control over zoning decisions. Others encouraged commissioners to ensure any future projects include stronger financial protections and greater benefits for county residents. Planning officials reminded commissioners that while a temporary moratorium remains in place on approvals, state law requires the county to continue reviewing applications under the ordinance, currently on the books as work continues on possible amendments. No final action was taken on the proposed acreage limits or the Ranger Power application. Discussion on both topics will continue at future Planning Commission meetings. And an iconic feature has been brought back and placed in the city of Kiro's Beeth Park. The Lionhead Water Fountain, which is fondly called Rory by locals, used to be in the fairground area years ago before it was removed and placed in storage. Rory has been restored and now sits next to the splash pad in the park. To accomplish that, there was a Restore the Roar campaign to raise funds to refurbish the fountain. Besides donations, there were raffles, drawings, and a variety of fundraisers done. Although it cost about $6,000 to bring the unique fountain back, it didn't take long to raise the money. However, it took several meetings to get the city's and the Park and Recreation Board's approval, and then to decide where Rory should be located. The fountain was placed next to the splash pad because there was a water source there. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.